Crazy day in LA sports, but let us not forget that a new UCLA basketball coach was brought in Westwood this morning. They put an end to its 14-week search and hired Mick Cronin to be the new basketball coach. Just a couple hours after his introductory press conference, we welcome Mick Cronin from Cincinnati to the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports, your UCLA flagship station.
That's true.
What's cracking, Coach? How are you?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, just trying to unpack all this stuff.
I mean, kind of a crazy day here.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to unpack too.
Literally.
Was there a lot of media at your event today, or were they all still like laying in the streets of the Staples Center?
I think they looked really busy. A lot going on in the basketball scene in LA, right?
Yeah. A lot of multitasking, for certain.
There's been 14 weeks of kind of twisting back and forth over the last couple of weeks, especially to see who UCLA would hire. How were the last 2 weeks for you as UCLA was interviewing and talking to all these other coaches and reportedly offering jobs to other people?
Yeah, reportedly is a great word in that question. You know what's great is when you're inside of a house, you know what's going on. You're outside, you can only guess what's going on in there. So fortunately for me, UCLA, Dan Guerrero, and the search committee, they kept me on the inside the entire time. So, you know, not to get into what they were up to and, you know, who, what, where, why, but I was informed the entire time as to what was going on, and they've made me feel great about the process. The entire time there was a timeline conveyed to me that they had to go through, that they were committed to going through this timeline. And my message was to them, it's the UCLA job. You should do that. It's your duty to the university to make sure that you cross every I, you dot every T. And through that, look, I commend them for having the toughness to do it the way they thought it needed to be done, because obviously it could have been a lot easier to just try to appease, the loud noises at times. So, you know, I'm a guy, I have a lot of respect for people that have the toughness to do what they believe in. So my message to them the entire time was, guys, I understand. I get it. I was being informed of what was real and what was fantasy or fiction. So it wasn't for me. My long answer is it wasn't what it was for you or for any of your listeners, because I was on the inside.
Mick Cronin is with us. He is the new head coach for UCLA basketball, introduced today at a presser. And Coach, I know when they asked you to take that photo, you flipped that jersey around. We saw it. You didn't want your name, but you wanted that UCLA on there. As someone that's done this as long as you have, you're certainly a student not only of the game but the history of the game. Where are those four letters now compared to maybe where they used to be? Because obviously we've been here a long time, and we know that has changed a bit. And do you feel like you have some work to do to kind of get people to feel that same way about those four letters?
Well, I would say two-part answer. The simple one, let me tell you how effective the four letters are. Young men that I've been recruiting in my previous position have sent messages, will you still recruit me?
Right.
So there's an answer to the power of the four letters. I changed jerseys, and I'm receiving calls instead of being the chaser. So the effect is still there. Winning is what it's all about. It's not about winning press conferences. It's not about winning recruiting battles. It's about winning games. And, you know, winning games is a byproduct of culture, and culture takes effort. If you're building a house, people see the finished product. It's the sweat equity that goes into building the finished product. So, you know, I'm looking forward, guys. I'm enjoying talking to you. I've heard so much about you, and I've listened before from afar. Yeah, but, you know,
That might not be great.
We were on in Cincinnati for a time.
We were?
Yeah, exactly. We were very popular.
But I got work to do. You know, look, at the end of the day, this is all great. But I always live by this with my staff. I always say, look, the games will start in November. So you can't forget that. You know, you got to wake up every day with a sense of urgency when you're a competitor and you live in a world of competitors. And everybody's let's just start with the Pac-12. everybody's waking up every day trying to figure out how to beat you. And you have to wake up with every day with that sense of urgency. And you can, all I can do is win today, and by trying to make sure that everybody knows what I want our program to be about, and I'm honored to be here. But it's going to get back to normal tomorrow. So winning tomorrow is going to be about starting to build my relationships with my players. I told them they're my players. And it officially started this morning with our first meeting. Then I got to build my staff, and obviously you're recruiting. So I'm looking forward to getting all this over with so I can get to work.
Well, we will let you get to work, but just a few more if you,
mind. I appreciate
the Reds are coming to town next week.
You've
got to come out to the Reds game and throw out the first pitch. I mean, at least do that.
If I'm not busy recruiting, you know, I think we got Dave Roberts as an alum. And we got David Bell as the manager of the Reds, who I grew up getting 25 points against as a little kid every time we played.
Yeah, wear it, Bell.
And Dave's my buddy. He was obviously a much better baseball player than me. We've known each other a long time. So that would be great if I get a chance. If I have a break in the action, I can get over to Chavez Ravine and meet Dave. You know, obviously meet Dave Roberts and. Then I can sneak over and give David Bell a hug. As I think the Reds are 2-8, he may need a hug from me.
He may, Coach. You said it there, kind of at the start of that last answer about the recruits, that you maybe don't have to call them, that they're calling you or saying, hey, can you bring me with you? Does that mean, because you've had a lot of success? I mean, 9 straight tournaments. You've been doing this a long time, winning conferences. Do you have to change the way that you work based on kind of what changes when you take this job versus the one you had?
Well, you still got to work hard. I think this will be the biggest thing I would tell you is you got to get talent, okay? But there's a difference between winners and guys that don't win. There's plenty of guys there's two guys and they shoot it. They shoot it just as well as the next guy, okay? They have the same height, the same athleticism. I think that the trick. Of whether it's Stan Kasten and the Dodgers and their evaluation system, or football and Coach Kelly, obviously, the UCLA and our brand, men's basketball. The trick is you got to get the right guys. You got to find winners. Look, guys, we at the end of the day, they keep score, and talent does not equal victory, and winning and playing to win. And character and knowing how to be a winner is a talent. It is a skill. And that has to be a big, big part of the evaluation process. Okay, you're not going to win with guys that aren't willing to do the things it takes to win. I told the team this morning, guys, we will win because we will pay the price for victory. And that starts in workouts. It starts in the weight room. That starts in the way we develop our bond together. In the locker room, with the team, the coaching staff, and you pay the price to have success. You know, you can't shoplift success. You got to pay the price.
Do 5-star guys want to pay the price the same as the type of guys you recruited at Cincinnati? Those tough guys who beat UCLA by 30 the last two times.
Well, I would tell you, we ran out there. Last year we ran out at Pauley Pavilion with, Jacob Evans, who plays for the Warriors, and Gary Clark plays for the Rockets. So it's not like we ran out there with nobodies. So we had a great team. You know, this year UCLA, my assessment would tell you, they were the youngest team I had ever coached against. I mean, I'd never coached against a team that inexperienced. So the experience that they gained, and the best thing about the roster is they're going to be older next year. I'm telling you guys, in the pros – rookies are bad news. They get you fired. You know, in college, freshmen will keep you up at night. So many coaches have always said the best thing about a freshman, they become sophomores. But to really, you talk about 5-star guys, to me, what may be a 5-star guy might be a 4-star guy to somebody else. What somebody else may deem as a 5-star guy, he may not even be on my radar. That doesn't mean I'm right, but, look, you got to find guys, and this is to your point of what's different is you got to you're the steward of the program. I got to make sure that we don't just give out the jersey here. you know, that we you got to find you. And you know, hey, look, there's a lot. I'm not the first coach here, right? I mean, obviously the greatest college coach ever, John Wooden, hung 11 banners. Okay, and I think that if there's anything to be learned from all of his greatness, all the books, the Pyramid of Success, is that character matters. And you can't have a team can't have great character if you don't have players that have it. And that's what I tried to build at Cincinnati. And most people thought we were in a massive rebuilding year, but we had great character in our locker room. So we were able to cut down the nets and win our conference championship again, despite losing three unbelievable players the previous year. So that's what I'm going to try to build here. And so I give my own stars out is my long answer. So some of those guys to me that are given five stars, they may not be the guys. And there might be some guys that get four that I think might be the most valuable recruit in the country. You got to evaluate for yourself.
Last thing for you, Coach, and it can be a real quick one. We'll let you get back at it. Something that we've been talking about here for a while, especially Petros having been involved with the Pac-12 and playing in that conference, is just how down it's been. What is the national perception of the conference that you are now a coach in as a whole? Because it has been wildly disappointing to us for quite a while now, and it really is, to some degree, depressing, considering all the history in this conference.
Well, first of all, how do you get depressed living out here? Look at the weather.
Good point.
Yeah, no, I'm just teasing. So, look, I would say, you know, when you start, look, in college basketball, unlike football, because football there's not a lot of crossover because they don't play a lot of games. So there's a lot of speculation, right, about what the best conference is. But not in basketball because November and December is all non-conference. And there's so many games between conferences. So you have to have success as against the other conferences. And if you do not, then obviously the people are going to say that conference is down. So, you know, one thing about being at UCLA, you have a chance because of you're a blue blood, so your schedule is always going to be that of a blue-blooded program. So you're going to have opportunities against the teams that if you're successful, then it's going to help your entire conference, not just UCLA. So I think that's the dynamic about basketball. So I think that narrative came out this year, right? Or it was early, right, guys, in December. I think, but it was because of the schedule, or you know, the lack of success against the other conferences. So that's the one thing about basketball. You know, it's November and December. Like people say, it doesn't matter. It does. It does. I mean, it really does. So, because for a lot of reasons, but obviously your chances to make an NCAA tournament, you know, your seeding. Now, you could be like an Oregon and get better as they did this year. They got exponentially better because they have a great coach, and you know they were able to become a different team that went from out of the tournament to winning games in the tournament. So, you're not dead in the water if you struggle early. But that's how you're going to be you're going to be perceived because your non-conference schedule. So I think that it all changes too, right, guys? I mean, look, guys go pro. Sure. I think it was the Big 12 in 18 was considered the conference. This year, the ACC was considered the conference. So, you know, there's ebbs and flows to all of that. And, you know, my hope is to lead the charge at UCLA to the Pac-12 being known as one of the best, if not the best, conference. You know, but to be honest, I never knew it was down because I lay in bed every night listening to Bill Walton say it's the Conference of Champions.
Get used to that.
Yeah, I'm used to that. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I'm really, really looking forward to meeting him. I know I'm in trouble if he finds out I'm a history major because he's going to start quizzing me about lakes and rivers and Montana.
Darn right he is.
Yeah.
And all those rivers in Cincinnati.
That one I can get. But I tell you what, I'm really looking. You talk about our former players. You know what a great opportunity for me to get a chance to meet Michael Warren and Jamal Wilkes, to name a few guys today, and you know, texting back and forth with guys like Russell Westbrook, and getting it's just a great opportunity for as a coach, and something that I can promise you, I'm going to embrace as much as I can possibly embrace it and use it as a great resource to make sure that all the former Bruins out there feel that they're part of our program and that it's real. And I need them here as much as possible. And I think that's what makes it special to the players. When they realize they see former players, they realize there's something, they're part of something bigger than themselves. Like you alluded to earlier, right, the five-star guy, is he going to be coachable? Can you win with him? You know, and you got to make sure that guy is got enough character that, and he doesn't want to go to the best campus in the world in Westwood just for 7 months. He wants to be a part of something special, and he has great respect for our brand and our former players, because if you get to Jersey and on my watch, you're going to play for all the guys that came before you. You're not just playing for yourself.
That's good stuff.
Great stuff.
He's leading the charge. Mick Cronin, he is your new UCLA head basketball coach, getting to work and maybe be out of Dodger Stadium next week when the Reds are in town.
I like
Thank
it.
Thank you
I like
so
it.
Much, Coach.
All right,
congratulations.
We'll talk again. Thank you, guys.
Yes, we will.
For sure. Thank you, Coach.